February 28.
Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Psalm 73:25. In Luke 24:15-30, we read about two disciples on the Emmaus Road. They were communicating together, and blindly trying to reason things out concerning what had happened in Jerusalem. The Lord Jesus Christ drew near, walked with them, talked with them, and explained so clearly all about himself, about his suffering and glory, how it was necessary for him to die and rise again and enter into his glory. But even though the Lord himself taught them, they still did not know him, until he came to their house, on their invitation. When he sat with them in the breaking of bread, their eyes were suddenly opened. It was then that they recognized their Lord. Our Lord is so great, so mighty and so wonderful, we cannot see him with our ordinary eyes. He is beyond human comprehension, far above all out human faculties. And yet we can know him. He can be more real to us than our kith and kin. He can be more precious to us than anyone else in all the world, when we know him in his true glory. We may study God's word under able teachers, read many good books written by excellent authors, and we might have wonderful experiences ourselves, as we walk with the Lord, and yet do not know him as he ought to be known. We think we know him, but we are mistaken. The table of the Lord, and the breaking of the bread to remember the Lord's death till he comes, provide us an opportunity for an inward sight of him, which is not possible otherwise. It is a place of worship. It is the place where we grow spiritually and come to know his worth. That is what worship means, worth-ship. It is to be able to say in broken language, what my Lord is to me, what price will I pay for him? In Amritsar, Punjab equals, there was a merchant selling beautiful Persian carpets. A wealthy man came into the shop and asked the price of a small carpet. The shopkeeper said, this is not for sale, I will pay you ₹5,000 for it if you sell it to me. I told you, it is not for sale. All right, I will pay you ₹10,000. No sir, I won't sell it, it is not for sale for any price. I will pay you ₹20,000. No sir, it is not for sale. To me it is very precious. I won't sell it for any price. When my father dies, he gave it to me. His father gave it to him. That is why he told me, don't sell it to anybody, it is very precious. So I won't part with it for any amount of money. The Lord Jesus Christ is also very precious to me. He loved me and died for me. I am prepared to pay any price for him. We say that we love the Lord more than our father, mother, sister, wife, children, or anyone else. But it must be from the heart. We might say in a meeting, O Lord, I love thee, but when we have to pay the price, we do not pay the price. How often we deny him. How often we grieve him. How often we fail to obey him because of fear. We think, what will my neighbor say? What will the world say? We simply do not pay the price that the Lord demands.